Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lou Middleton, and I am the worship associate this morning. Today is a special service, and during it you will hear 12 prayers for peace. These prayers were assembled in Assisi, Italy, by the United Nations in 1986, during the UN's Year of Peace. Please keep this insert in the order of service handy. It contains short biographies of our guests today, some of whom have agreed to stay for a discussion and question-answer session during and after coffee time.
Good morning. I'm Bob, and I'm the worship leader for today's service. Our call to worship today is a little different than the usual. We begin our service with several of the UN peace prayers. We start with the Native African prayer. It is, in fact, a logical starting point. Science tells us that humanity first appeared in the Rift Valley of East Africa. And those beginning peoples are the forebears of us all. Almighty God, the great thumb, we cannot evade to tie any knot.
The roaring thunder that splits mighty trees.
The all-seeing Lord up on high, who sees even the footprints of an antelope on a rock mass here on earth.
You are the one who does not hesitate to respond to our call. You are the cornerstone of peace.
I think our Native American speaker is not here. So what I would ask is that Renee Castle come up and read that prayer.
Almighty God, the great thumb we cannot evade to tie any knot, the roaring thunder that splits mighty trees, the all-seeing Lord up on high who sees even the footprints of an antelope on the rock mass here on earth. You are all the one who does not hesitate to respond to our call. You are the cornerstone of peace.
Thank you, Renee. Invite Frank Burton up to do the Christian prayer of peace.
Thank you, Bob. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be known as the children of God. But I say to you that hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To those who strike you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from those who take away your cloak, do not withhold your coat as well. Give to everyone who begs from you, and of those who take away your goods, do not ask them again. And as you wish that others would do unto you, do so unto them.
Now I'd ask Chris Leahy to come up. And if I pronounce this wrong, Zoroastrian prayer for peace.
We pray to God to eradicate all mystery in the world, that understanding triumph over ignorance, that generosity triumph over indifference, that trust triumph over contempt, and that truth triumph over falsehood.
Continuing in our spirit of peace readings, we will now, for our prayer and meditation, have three more speeches, three more prayers read. The Janus prayer will be read by Dr. M.H. Coya, my friend.
Peace and universal love is the essence of the gospel preached by all the enlightened ones. The Lord has preached that equanimity, I believe, is that the right word? Is that the dharma? Forgive, do our creatures all, and let all creatures forgive me. Unto all have I amity, and unto none enmity. Know that violence is the root cause of all miseries in the world. Violence, in fact, is the kind of bondage. Do not injure any living being. This is the eternal, perennial, and unalterable way of spiritual life. A weapon, however powerful it may be, can always be superseded by a super one. But no weapon can, however, be superior to nonviolence and love.
Dr. Coya stepped out of his own faith tradition to read that, and I appreciate his willingness to do that. Now, a Jewish prayer for peace, Rabbi Manhoff.
Luchu v'nelcha el har Adonai. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the eternal. V'nelcha achrotav. That we may walk in the paths of God. V'chitatu charbotehem le'itim, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares. V'chanitotehem le'mazmerot, and their spears into pruning hooks. Lo yisagoy el goy cherev, nation shall not lift up sword against nation. Lo yimadu od milchama, nor learn war anymore. V'yashvu ish tachat gafno v'tachat te'eno, and every person shall sit beneath their vine and their fig tree, ve'ein machrid, and none shall make them afraid. Ki pi Adonai tzva'ot diber, for the mouth of the eternal God has spoken.
Thank you. And I was just reminded that I had one prayer read twice and another prayer I omitted. So, Frank Burton, I wonder if you'd come up and read the Native American Prayer for Peace, which I thought was read earlier, but was not.
Yes, it took me a moment.
I've got it here. Oh.
O great spirit of our ancestors, I raise my pipe to you, to your messengers, the four winds, and to Mother Earth, who provides for your children. Give us the wisdom to teach our children to love, to respect, and to be kind to each other so that they may grow with peace in mind. Let us learn to share all good things that you provide for us on this earth.
Thank you, Frank. We will now have three more readings. The Baha'i prayer will be read by Mark Voss.
Be generous in prosperity and thankful in adversity. Be fair in thy judgment and guarded in thy speech. Be a lamp unto those who walk in darkness and a home to the stranger. Be eyes to the blind and a guiding light unto the feet of the erring. Be a breath of life to the body of humankind, a dew to the soil of the human heart, and a fruit upon the tree of humility.
The Shinto prayer will be read by a young lady that I'm fond of, Diane Meyerson.
Although the people living across the ocean, surrounding us, I believe, are all brothers and sisters, why are there consistent troubles in this world? Why do winds and waves rise in the ocean surrounding us? I only earnestly wish that the wind will soon puff away all the clouds which are hanging over the tops of the mountains.
Now a Muslim prayer will be read by Dr. Nouria Basi. And I butchered your name several times, but that's okay. We know who you are.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to the Lord of the universe who has created us and made us into tribes and nations, that we may know each other, not that we may despise each other. And serve Allah and do not associate anything with him. And be good to the parents and to the near of kin and the orphans and the needy and the neighbor of your kin and the alien neighbor and the companion in a journey and the wayfarer and those whom your right hands possess. Surely Allah does not love him who is proud and boastful. And the servants of God, most gracious are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when we address them, we say peace.
I think it's easy, at least it was for me, to become somewhat jaundiced in one's outlook as the years catch up with you. After all, with all the many signs of progress the human race has made during my lifetime, it still fights wars of division. For most of that time, this great country of mine has been engaged in wars of one kind or another. And even hearing the words of the first female member of Congress, Jeanette Rankin, "You can no more win a war than you can win an earthquake," still we persist. And so do divisions based on ethnicity, race, and religion, even now in the 21st century. Lately, we've heard a lot about that in America. And when leaders and would-be leaders talk that way, it becomes an enabler for those disposed to bigotry, to take stupid, unreasoned, and hateful actions. So when a few months ago, and in the name of her own misguided understanding of not only the religious faith of others, but the true essence of her own, a woman took it upon herself to pour hot coffee on a group of people doing nothing more than exercising a religious ritual, not bothering anyone, not asking others to join them, just quietly exercising their right to relate to their God. It only served to bolster my perception that there was really no hope for our nation and the world if this is how we treat each other. But I did nothing about it, other than to express my disgust to friends and family. But a few others didn't. They didn't just click their tongues and do nothing. I don't know all of them, but I do know Julie Greenfield of Temple Shirami. And Julie, would you stand up and be recognized? And Munir Safi, who I don't think is here today, a Muslim and a Jew, said, "We don't like this." And religious leaders of many faiths, people like our own Frank Burton and Rennie Castle, refused to just decry the event and suffer in silence as I did. the Eden Area Interfaith Council was born. Within weeks, a march in support of the Muslim community, and I believe all people of goodwill, a massive march through the streets of Castro Valley took place, with representation from just about every faith community in the area. Those of you who know me are aware of my chronic back problems. It makes walking long distances quite painful. I thought I'd attend the BART station rally, but skipped the walk. Once there, though, I decided I'd try to complete at least part of the walk. Well, I've tried just about everything for back pain, but during that march, there was no pain. It was gone, or at least submerged in a rush of adrenaline. The feeling of participating in something this worthwhile was euphoric. I finished the entire march. I'd make time for the pain later. Let's see the pharmaceutical industry bottle that. A few weeks later, a salad get-together of all faiths took place at the United Church of Christ. At my table were representatives of five different faiths. The Eden Area Interfaith Coalition had taken off. Maybe even this time jaundiced old man was beginning to see a ray of light through his personal cloud of hopelessness. I decided to contribute what I might be able to offer. Today's service is the partial result of those thoughts. And without the patience and cooperation of the Interfaith Coalition and our own representative to it, Rennie Castle, it would have been impossible for me to do it. Most of the people you'll hear during today's service were accessed through that group. And I've come to know several of them as newfound friends. That is a bonus blessing for me. Diane and I recently attended a Ramadan celebration at a Muslim mosque. They say you're never too old to learn, and maybe it's true. I've had these 12 United Nations peace prayers hanging in my home for decades. I thought it would be an appropriate focal point for today's service. Of course, there are literally hundreds of religious traditions if one includes the numerous tribal practices from all corners of the world. The 12 we're hearing today represent a good, albeit incomplete, sampling. You've heard some of them already. Here are three more. I would ask our Sikh brethren to come forward. You have it. Please.
Tum Thakur, Tum Pair Das, Jio Pend Sab Teri Ras, Tum Mat Pita Hambark Tere, Tumri Kripa Mahsook Kanere, Koe Na Jane Tumra Ant. ਉੱਚ ਤੇ ਉੱਚਾ ਭਗਵੰਤ ਸਗਲ ਸਮਗਰੀ ਤੁਮਰੇ ਸੂਤਰ ਧਾਰੀ ਤੁਮ ਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਸੋ ਆਗਿਆਕਾਰੀ ਤੁਮਰੀ ਗਤਮਿਤ ਤੁਮ ਹੀ ਜਾਨੀ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਸਦਾ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ
ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਓ ਗਾਡ ਆਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਈ ਆਫਰ ਦਿਸ ਹੰਬਲ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ Both this body and soul are a blessing from you. You are our mother and father, and we are your children. In your grace, we experience ultimate peace. Your vastness is infinite and unknowable, because you are most superior and almighty God. You are the architect of all creation, and all of creation is enshrined in your order. You alone understand all of a creation and its essence. Nanak says, O Lord, your servants are forever devoted to you. Thank you.
Now, my friend Ben Bhaktash, we'll do the Hindu prayer for peace.
Starting with the primordial sound of Om. O God, lead us from the unreal to the real. O God, lead us from the darkness to light. O God, lead us from the death to immortality. Shanti, shanti, shanti to unto all. O God, Almighty, may there be peace in celestial regions. May there be peace on earth. May the waters be appeasing. May herbs of wholeness, wholesome, and may trees and plants bring peace to all. May all beneficent beings bring peace to us. May thy Vedic law propagate peace all through the world. May all things be a source of peace to us. And may thy peace itself bestow peace on all. And may that peace come to me also. Sarve jana sukhino bhavantu means service to all. Thank you.
I don't know whether our Buddhist reader Prakash Thepa is here. I don't think so. I didn't see him. So I would ask Glenn Jacob, who is good on his feet, to come and read the Buddhist prayer for peace.
May all beings everywhere, plagued with sufferings of body and mind, quickly be freed from their illnesses. May those frightened cease to be afraid, and may those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may the people on befriending one another. Those who find themselves in trackless, fearful wilderness, the children, the aged, the unprotected, be guarded by beneficent celestials, and may they swiftly attain Buddhahood.
I believe that most people have the desire to live in peace. That aspiration is really a common human trait. But there is that other part of this complicated human psyche, a minority, I believe and hope, but a very vocal and powerful minority, whose lust for power is characterized and supported by calls to bigotry, hatred, division, and most regrettably, war. And a convenient way to achieve those selfish aims is to pervert religion. We have seen it over and over. The Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, terrorism in the Mideast, and terrorism at home. All much of it in the name of religion. From the murder of hundreds of people in Oklahoma City, to the thousands killed at New York's World Trade Center, to those who strap on bombs at a Tel Aviv bus station in order to kill innocent civilians, or enter a church service and take the lives of people because of their color, to the man in Israel who, with his own warped sense of religious teachings, felt justified in killing a young gay man, or the fanatic who murdered so many in a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Yes, even the pouring of hot coffee on people immersed in prayer. I'm no scholar of religion, but I have concluded that any religion that preaches hate and division does not have the right to be called a religion. And those who pervert it from the universal message of peace are an insult to the creed they purport to represent. If we buy into the notion that they truly reflect the values of that religion, we fall into the trap. Whenever someone seeks to generalize others with the words, "they all," they empower those few who have falsely cloaked their evil actions in the guise of religion. Hoodlums, murderers, bigots, no matter what faith they present, are still hoodlums, murderers, and bigots, and have no legitimate claim on any faith. So today, let's thank those who dare to stand against hatred. And we thank all who participated and inspired me to put today's service together. It was worth it. And if you want to be uplifted, find out more about the Eden Area Interfaith Coalition. Participating might even make your pain subside, lift your spirits, and restore your faith in humanity. And I pose this question to you. Is not the spilling of hot liquid on innocent people just a small-scale version of war? Hopefully, the UN will never again have to sponsor an individual year of peace. Maybe all of the prayers we've heard today should be spoken every day by everyone. They did, however, make one noteworthy and grievous omission, which I will now remedy for posterity. Here it is. It may or may not qualify as a prayer. Maybe it's a humanist prayer. But wherever, whether a prayer to a god or many gods or to no god at all, I take this self-indulgent liberty. Oh, humanity, let not greed, bigotry, and the lust for power supersede our better natures. We just want to coexist in peace with our brothers and sisters. Let us respect their beliefs and ask that they honor ours. Faith, every faith, religious or simply humanistic, based ethic, all are incompatible with hate and with war. And this work must be done by humans on this tiny planet. Songwriter Vern Partlow wrote the following snippet in 1944. The people of this world must pick out a thesis: peace in the world or the world in pieces. You know, maybe the late Rodney King said it as well as anyone. When Los Angeles erupted into riots after the acquittal of the police who had beaten him mercilessly, can't we all just get along?